Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And believe me, things that are coming, you're just going to get brighter and brighter. Just stay in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be brighter and brighter as things tend to dim a little bit, you know. And just hold on, you know. One of the key factors is somebody says, what do you do when times get really rough? And it's just like, remain faithful. Because when there seems to be some sort of, you know, counterfeit lights and dimming lights, you know, your light doesn't seem that significant. You know, for example, when I was in law enforcement, we would come up at nighttime on a crime scene, and it's nighttime, so we have our flashlight on.
Mm-hmm.
And that flashlight's so important because you can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you turn your flashlight on. Remind me to tell the story about that house and the peanut butter and the roach. We won't do it now. And so you're shining your light, and it makes sense. Your light makes sense at that point. You know what I'm saying? It just seems, because it's dark and you can't see, and plus you want to see the crime scene and make sure that you're not part of the crime scene. If you can see what's going on, you know, somebody could take you down. But then the identification officer who comes out and does the crime scene, it's not like the movie. I mean, every you thumb the channels and it's like I've seen more crime on television than I saw 10 years in law enforcement.
I'm telling you, CSI everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You know, I used to watch those kind of things when I was in law enforcement and thinking, oh, stupid, because you know, they don't look behind doors, they don't check closets, they just, if people have their hands in their pockets, you know, you're thinking all these safety things you learn. Right. And then finally I got over that. But the then the crime scene identification officer would come up, and he has this huge camera with this massive flash on it. And and he would, you know, obviously document the crime scene. So mm-hmm. you're standing there pointing your flashlight at whatever is going on, and it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
But then his light, when he shines his flashlight, mm-hmm. you look like a fool standing there in the daytime with a stick, because it doesn't even look like a flashlight anymore. Because his light was so bright, things that seemed relevant at the time that you seemed like you really needed
mm-hmm.
totally just became irrelevant because his light was so bright. You could see everything
mm-hmm.
with his. Isn't that neat how that works?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? If somebody doesn't understand that, you could look at all these crime scene photos and you start saying, why are all these police officers carrying their flashlight at daytime, in the daytime? Mm-hmm. And the thing was, it wasn't day, it was night. But once a greater light showed up,
mm-hmm.
it just seemed like it was day.
Mm.
Wow.
And so just staying who you are and staying faithful in your abiding relationship, staying rightly related with God, you're just going to get brighter. You're just going to be more significant as these false dimming lights begin to just dim out more and more and more. And so I just want to encourage you about that. Just keep, you know, we're called to be the light of the world. You know, a lot of people are looking for somebody else to kind of light up. You know, what's going to happen in my workplace? What's going to happen in my community? What's going to happen in my nation? It's like, what's us? We're supposed to be the light of the world, you know. And that happens when we let Jesus shine through us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.